This episode of Enough, the Minimal Mac podcast, is brought to you by Ren. Are you on the Twitter? Have you noticed that it's a gushing fire hose of interesting information and awesomeness? It's great when you want to join the conversation, but a constant distraction when you're trying to work. You could just quit Twitter, but some of your best tweet ideas hatch when you're in the zone. Say hello to Ren, the new way to silence your Twitter stream without silencing your voice. Ren is a small Mac app that lets you tweet without seeing your timeline. Jot down your thoughts, save them as drafts, or tweet right away. Find out more about tweeting without distraction at renapp.com. That's WRENAPP.com.
Hey there, Mike.
Hello, sir.
How are you today?
I am very well. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you.
Good, that's good. On the last show, you spoke to us all about how you were writing your most recent book.
Yeah.
And you dropped the bombshell, I think we spoke about this before, but how you're writing the whole thing in iOS, and you're doing it all in the app, plain text. Now, obviously plain text gives you text files. Is this your main reason? The main reason you're writing in plain text is so you have plain text files.
The main reason that I am writing in plain text, you know, reason number one, it synchronizes with Dropbox in UTF-8 encoded plain text files.
Why are they so important to you?
Text files are important to me because they are ubiquitous, i.e. you can read a text file on just about anything that calls itself a computer.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if it can't read a text file, to me, it ain't a computer. No. Right?
A Kindle can read a text file.
Probably. Exactly. Definitely. It definitely can. Plain text file. The second reason is that, like I said, it synchronizes those to Dropbox, so I have, and it does so kind of automatically in the background. Make a couple of changes, it syncs it. Type, 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 sync, right? So it's constantly updating that plain text file. And synchronizing it across multiple devices, but via Dropbox. Secondly, there's both a iPad and an iPhone version of plain text, and this is plain text, the app by Hogbay Software, not to be confused with plain text files. Plain text, the app, is available for, is a universal app that runs on both. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's universal. I think there's, a separate iPhone and iPad version, but still.
Yeah. But Hogbay Software's, app is not the only, you know, it's not the only app you could use. I mean, you've got like Simple Note, you've got Notesy, there are far too many to mention, but I mean, Simple Note is my choice.
Right. Well, and that's one of the reasons why I use it. Should I get to the point where I need to do editing on the Mac, or, you know, obviously I'm going to get to a point where I need to, like, send these off and this, that, and the other. And quite frankly, when I do get to the editing process, that's the point where I'm working with an editor. That's the point at which I will switch that process to the Mac, mainly because there's a program called Kaleidoscope that I use for that, whereby Kaleidoscope basically allows you to take two documents and compare them, and it highlights all of the differences and changes and things like that between the documents. It's basically like having having a change tracker, as it were, like Microsoft Word and Pages and other full word processing programs have change tracking features built into them. Kaleidoscope gives you that for text files, HTML, RTF, you throw a couple of files at it that are text-based, and it will show you the changes. It's actually very, very... It's a great, great, great program. I really, really like it.
That's one of them apps that I've seen and I'm scared of because they just look so powerful. I'm a little bit worried about it.
Well, but it's powerful in its simplicity. I mean, it's really simple. You just throw two documents in it. It opens those documents up side by side and shows you kind of all of the changes. But I don't know. Works for me. Really, if you do any sort of work where you need to compare two documents, it's well worth it. So for that, the Mac obviously is a bit better. Simply because I can send these text files off to an editor. The editor can make her changes, send it back to me, and I can then take what she sends back and compare it to the original to see exactly what she's changed.
Yeah, which is useful.
So, which is very useful. And so, once again, having it in plain text, it doesn't matter whether my editor is using Mac or Windows, whether she opens it up in Microsoft Word and what have you. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It's ubiquitous. You can open it in almost anything, on almost anything, regardless of platform. The reason I'm not using something like SimpleNote, which would also be an excellent choice that would meet all of these same requirements, with the exception of it doesn't use Dropbox to sync. It uses its own sync, cloud-based sync solution.
You can use Dropbox.
You can use Dropbox as an option. Yes.
Yeah. But I think that's only if you pay. I think you have to pay the yearly fee, because I use Dropbox as a backup.
Right.
But I use SimpleNote syncing.
Right, I was going to say that with SimpleNote on the Mac side, you could sync it with Notational Velocity and then save out that Notational Velocity database as plain text files. That it actually can store the database as plain text files in a folder in Dropbox, and that all of that works seamlessly together, and it's great. And there you have your backup protection, and I mean everything about that is great too. The only reason that I am not using SimpleNote and using plain text is I find plain text a bit better suited to the type of long form writing that I am doing. I'm not, by the way, the other thing about plain text is that, unlike SimpleNote, which is kind of a flat list of files that you can search to narrow down, but it's basically all the files are in a flat list. There's no folder hierarchy or anything like that. Plain text actually allows you to keep things in a folder hierarchy. So
right.
I can keep my book separate from in its own separate folder,
and then you can have folders for chapters and
exactly if I wanted to organize it into that much detail, but I'm not. But yes, one could do that. And so yeah, you have much greater hierarchical control, which normally I'm a search versus sort sort of person. I kind of throw everything into one big pool and let our modern fast computers find things in an instant, and SimpleNote does that very well. There are certain things where sort versus search is important, and this is one of them.
Right, yeah.
And finally, just in general, I think almost everything I write begins as a plain text file somewhere, whether that be in plain text, the app, SimpleNote, or text edit on the Mac. I have written in plain text for years, and the reason I have done so is because there have been too many times when I haven't, and I have written something and I, saved it out and I archived it and I forgot about it. And years later, I wanted to go back and retrieve it. And it was in Apple Works or Claris Works.
Or Stone.
on a stone. The stone tablet would be easier to retrieve, to be honest with you, than, say, WordStar or AmiPro or the host of other word processing programs that I have used that are now defunct and that nothing will read those files in. With plain text, it's future-proof. I don't ever see myself having to worry about that.
Yeah, and
computers are built on plain text. The web is built on plain text files. Period.
Mm.
The internet is built on plain text files.
And they're tiny, tiny, tiny.
And they're tiny, tiny, tiny. And they're fast, and they just plain work.
Have you checked out Elements?
I have not checked out Elements, but I've heard good things about it. I will confess that one of the reasons why I use plain text, I've been a fan of the developer, Jesse Grossjean, for a very long time. And I have even more cause to be one now, because it turns out that he is the college roommate of a friend of ours. A friend of mine and my wife's. He's the former college roommate, and they still remain very good friends to this day. As a matter of fact, they invited me over to their house for dinner this upcoming Thursday night because Jesse's going to be there, and they wanted to give me a chance to finally meet him. Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town, and so I won't be able to do that, but I'm sure I will have another chance. So now I kind of feel like, yeah.
Because folders and stuff are your bag for this. People speak really highly of it. And it is, it's a Dropbox idea, and it has folders, and et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Noted. I will check it out.
And it's universal, and it's probably $5 because it's $2.99 here.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, I'll give it a look-see. You know, but there are tons of these things out there. And I guess my takeaway on this is just to urge people. Once again, it's the data silo thing that we've talked about before. In the information silo. Don't get caught in an information silo. Make sure that you have a sane way to save and store and archive your data. And by saying, I mean a way that years from now, you will still be able to retrieve it.
Yeah.
Should you need to. Those ClarisWorks files that I saved out on floppy disk aren't broken because I don't have a floppy disk. Because the fact is that I can read the data off that floppy. I can get a USB floppy for, you know, $2 at just about any computer retailer in town. It ain't the floppy disk that's the problem. It ain't the zip drives that are the problem. It's the fact that, you know, I can read the drives. I can't read the data that's on them. So.
Plain text for the win.
Plain text for the win. Highly, highly recommend it. I think we've covered that. We should probably leave it there.
Yeah, before we start talking about Word files.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, thanks as always for coming along on the journey with me, my friend.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. We'll talk later.
Ooh.
See, I got to get that
in.
That's our closing tagline.
I
almost
didn't
forgot.
Feel finished.
We're not finished until I say that.
No, you've got to say it again now.
We'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.